It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Following in the footsteps of avant-garde American composer John Cage in his piece, 4 Minutes 33 Seconds, sort of, is Samir Mezrahi's A-A-A-A-A, very good song. But while the John Cage piece from 1952 came from his idea that any sounds can constitute music and requires the musicians to not play for 4 minutes and 33 seconds, Samir's piece sounds pretty much the same but has a much more pragmatic origin. This 35-year-old New York City resident's A-A-A-A-A, very good song, is a silent track that runs for about 10 minutes, and it's at the 95th spot on American iTunes right now. It's not what it sounds like that makes it so popular, but what it does. It fixes an annoying glitch for iPhone owners. Last year, Mezrahi wrote a BuzzFeed post about a frustrating problem. Every time he plugged his iPhone into his car, it would automatically play the first track on the phone in alphabetical order. Mezrahi was starting to hate this one song, so he decided to do something about it. Kind of a hack for people who'd rather hear nothing than hear that one song over and over. He picked the title so it alphabetically tops any playlist. "I wanted it to be long to give people enough time to pick their song," he said. Mizrahi's track dropped August 9th on iTunes, and it's available for just under a dollar there and on Google Play. Dancers' brains appear to be programmed differently from non-dancers' brains. Studies at the University of Maryland over the past 3 years reveal that dancers use multiple areas of their brains simultaneously while dancing, and that helps explain why professional dancers, ballet dancers, can process complex choreography in a split second. Researchers call this enchainment, the ability to remember chunks of steps and recognize their patterns. The brain stores these patterns in lower parts like the cerebellum, leaving more room in the frontal lobe for expression and creativity. Some dancers are innately wired like this. Others have the ability to develop the talent over time. The information might be a useful approach to training people to be more expressive and more aware of the impact that their expressiveness can have on others in fields far beyond dance, like animation, diplomacy, and deal-making. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix in HD. We also broadcast on translator K209 TV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbok.org.